In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Truly, we celebrate many things today. We celebrate the miracle of the Theotokos. We celebrate the judge, Joshua, a precursor to Christ. We celebrate the great holy man, Simeon the Stylite, of whose struggles on his pillar few could ever match as we marvel upon it. But today, the first of the year, September 1st, is the indiction. The indiction which was started by the Roman emperors every 15 years to reassess the taxes of the empire in order to be able to take care of their armies. According to history, the indiction at that time was not on January 1st, as it would become later, but was on September 1st. This because the Jewish people had been celebrating September 1st, although not exactly September 1st because their calendar shifts, but it was always around then, because in September was the time when everyone would harvest their grains and their crops, and the cycle would begin anew. Therefore, September is the appropriate start of the year if we look at things as beginnings rather than January. If you look to the scriptures of the church, nowhere on January 1st does there any mention of a new year. It is only the circumcision of the Lord and St. Basil the Great, which we commemorate on January 1st. So therefore, it was with heartfelt confession that I say to you, my beloved sisters in Christ, Happy New Year. Thank you. Today is also the day that Jesus Christ stepped into the synagogue in Nazareth. It is not a coincidence that this is the gospel passage today, because it is on the indiction that Jesus Christ stepped in to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. For Jesus Christ, in today's gospel, reads from the prophet Isaiah and speaks about his role. For the prophet was speaking about Jesus Christ himself when he wrote those words, that he has been sent to give sight to the blind. All those people that think that they see God but don't really, he has come to give them sight to see who real God is. For those that are paralyzed, he has come to give them strength to walk in the right direction. For those that are held captive by sin and death, he has come to set us free. Jesus Christ is the wondrous counselor, he who has come to set us free, to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. According to some accounts, this marks the beginning of his ministry, because it is the first time that he steps into the synagogues and declares who he is. Can you imagine the marveling that they must have done in Nazareth? For Jesus Christ was a carpenter's son, a simple man. He did not go to Athens to receive philosophical training or to Rome to learn rhetoric or letters. Jesus Christ came into that synagogue, preached those words, and when he declared that today this has been fulfilled in your hearing, he spoke it with such authority that all those that were present marveled. The eloquence coming out of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior's mouth, truly showed them that he was not guessing at the meaning of the prophet Isaiah. He was speaking with intimate authority. He was speaking like a scribe, a lawyer of the Old Testament. For someone that had no formal schooling and whose literacy might not have been the greatest, considering where he grew up and how he grew up, Jesus Christ shows himself to be truly marvelous to the people. Because he doesn't just read with authority, but he reads with the full authority of his position as the Word of God, and therefore the meaning permeated the people present, that they found joy that he said to them, "This is happening now." Because if one was a cynic, could look at that and say, Jesus Christ is speaking about good things. The blind receiving their sight, captives being freed, all very good things. So of course people might be happy. But very few things in the gospel, my sisters in Christ, are there by chance. This was to show that Jesus Christ, as the Word of God himself, this is why we wrap the gospel in gold, because it is the Word of God, that it in and of itself, when heard in the presence of people, can bring joy, peace, and understanding if it is received properly. My beloved sisters in Christ, as we begin our ecclesiastical new year, let us receive the Word of God joyfully. Let us too be happy. Let us take on our own struggles and strengths, perhaps not to the fortitude of St. Simeon the Stylite, who for many years stood on a pole 20 and then 30 feet in the air. We don't need to go to such extremes, but let us make sacrifices for our God. Let this be the acceptable year of the Lord in our life. Let the Lord permeate us, and let this year be good, truly good, full of the Holy Spirit, of new beginnings, of strengthenings, and enlightenment to our souls and bodies.